Chapter 25. As the year turned slowly, time passed and season followed season many times. Swart Sixclaw and his horde wandered the land, through woodland, across rivers, over mountains, often lost and frequently sidetracked by dissent and mutiny. But his obsession to avenge himself upon the badger who had maimed and deadened his famous Sixclaw drove the warlord onward. Many things happened to swell the infamy of Swart's name. He lost some of his horde in marsh country, fighting a long and protracted battle against toads and reptiles, emerging victorious, but with a depleted horde. Then chance brought him into an alliance with Captain Zigu and his corsairs. Zigu was a ferret like himself, who, having lost his ship on the rocks in foul weather, was forced to range the coasts with his motley band of vermin, some sea rats, but mainly corsairs, creatures of any species that chose the marauding life. Zigu was no stranger to Salamandastron. He had seen it from the sea and knew its exact location. He was a valuable, if untrustworthy, asset, and joining forces with him meant that the horde would be lost no more. For Swart, this sealed the pact. Southward down the coast the horde ranged, being joined by deserters, mutineers and other vermin who had been marooned by their sea rat brethren. Swart sat upon the beach one morning at the start of summer, picking at a roasted mackerel. He glanced across at Nightshade, who was tossing shells into the air and watching in what position they fell upon the sand.
"Never mind the stupid shells, vixen. Look at my horde. Just cast your eyes over them. Every one a murderer. They'd slit their own mother's gizzards over a morsel of food. Ha! Half of them probably did. Kill us all. Now, I'm a real warlord. The best of a bad bunch. And I could lick any six of them single pawed."
Nightshade went back to her conjuring.
"Aye, lord. We'll do great things together. Shells are magic. They don't tell lies. See these here? They are our hoard. But see this big curling conch. You can hear the tide come and go if you put it to your ear. Look, though. It fell standing straight up in the sand. It's the mountain. See the distance from it that the hoard lies? We cannot be far from it now."